Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
We'll be reading in Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 through 20. And I will be reading from the ESV version. And it says, say amen once you're there. And it says, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. The title of the short message is, Stop Being Your Mountain. You can sit down. So as we can see in Matthew chapter 17, Jesus is talking to his disciples after a father came to him asking him to heal his son, explaining how he had already brought him to his disciples and they could not cure him. But we see that the moment Jesus spoke to his son, he was healed in that very moment. The disciples then are all confused because they don't find an explanation into how Jesus, just doing the same thing they did, he could do it, but they couldn't. I mean, I would be confused. So Peter then asked, and he said, why could we not cast it out? And Jesus replied, because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Has anyone ever read this scripture and asked themselves if their faith is at least the size of a mustard seed? Raise your hand if you have. Because I know I have. But you see, when we read this, our attention always goes to how the son was delivered and the difference God makes the moment he steps in our situation. But what caught my attention was the fact Jesus decided to use a mountain as an example. And yes, I understand, they were clearly on top of a mountain. But he could have said, you can part the seas, or open blind eyes, or anything else. But no, he decided to use a mountain. This caught my attention because as I was reading this passage, I felt that I was the mountain. For the past year, I have tried to be more consistent with reading my Bible, pray more, working my relationship with Jesus, and I felt the desire to have the faith to move mountains and rebuke the devil, tell the waters to be parted and them to obey it. I have tried it, but it didn't work. So I'm working on my faith, y'all. I'm working. We're working, right? We're all working. Yeah. But I felt something stopped me, and that something was myself. I was the mountain. Because yes, I was reading my Bible, but not trying to truly study it and learn from it. I was praying for situations others were going through, but not noticing the situations I was getting myself into. I had allowed all these things happening in my life to become a root of a mountain in this world. Because you see, the definition of a mountain is a large natural elevation of the earth's surface, rising abruptly from the surrounding level, a large steep hill. But an interesting fact about a mountain is that they are held to earth by one single root. But not just any root. It's a root that works as an extension to reach deep into the earth's mantle. This root is longer than the height of the mountain itself. I think we all can become mountains without noticing it. We let our lives and circumstances plant us in this world, and we forget we do not belong to this world. We forget we are called to a higher purpose. We start having the wrong perspective of what is truly important. And then when we want to finally change or do something about it or work for the kingdom, we feel stuck because we allow our circumstances to plant us to this world. We feel we are no longer in the hands of God, but in the hands of this world, and that we have no control of what will happen or what happens around us anymore. That we are way too deep in this mess we cannot get out of, and that who we thought God once called us to be no longer exists. But Isaiah 41:13 says, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand, It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. I've come to tell you, you are not too far to where he can't reach you. 1 Peter 2:8-9, but you're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his, not the world, but his own possessions, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You are not in a position he can't bring you out of. We sing every Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of how great of a God he is. But do we believe it? He is still the God who saves nations. He is still the God that restores families. He is still the God that breaks addictions, provides healing, brings peace. He is still the God that saved you and died for you on that cross. And just because things may not go our way sometimes, it does not mean he is not there anymore. Because in fact, an obstacle in our lives is meant to allow God to show us how he is always the one in control, not to make us overthink and become attached to the mountain that stands between you and him. That root that is trying to stop you from getting your blessing, your healing, and you stepping into your calling can be uprooted today. And you will only allow, if you will only allow him to step in and acknowledge he is still the one in control. As I come to a close, if everyone would please stand. I want to read Romans chapter 8, verse 31, and it says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And one thing you can't ever doubt is that if God is still there for you, because the answer will always be yes.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.